Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
On this Wednesday edition of Palmetto Mornings, we are looking at, I don't even know the temperature. I'm so caught off guard. I'm so sorry. What is
the
temperature?
It happens around here. It's 60.
60
yeah,
degrees.
Let's go for 60.
We move so fast. 60 degrees here on Palmetto Mornings. I'm Lucas McFadden.
I'm Patty Mercer, okay? And I'm about to take this down just a little
gotcha.
Bit. All righty. I got to ask you guys, just imagine, this is really going, just imagine if you grew up, the horrific life you would have if you were abused, neglected, you were chained to your bed to the point that you felt like taking your own life. Well, imagine the aftermath of all that trauma, anxiety, panic attacks, PTSD, depression, and more. I mean, my goodness, we see this in film, we see this, we read about it in books, but we often sort of detach ourselves that that could be happening somewhere. Well, it does, and it has. It's the real life story of Walt McKinley. He's written a book, Monsters in My House. Walt overcame all of it and now has had a successful career in both corporate America and as a naval intelligence officer. He is here with us to share insight and also help those that have suffered to look at it and possibly the tools that he'll provide overcome it. Good morning, Walt.
Good morning, Patty. How are you doing this morning? Thank you so much for having me on today.
Well, thank you, Lucas McFadden and I. You know, our hearts are with our community. We know that May is Mental Health Awareness Month. And so the opportunity to speak to you and all that you've overcome is really a great opportunity. When I say speaking, sometimes it's often very difficult to have the conversations about mental health. Why is that?
I think as a society, there's such a stigma around mental health. And so the challenge is people live with their own shame. They live with their own pain and anger that comes with the traumas that they've been through. But then that's magnified and amplified because of the judgment that they think they're going to get from society. And if you look at anything that happens with celebrities around their own mental health, those celebrities oftentimes are ostracized. And so that takes somebody who might be ready to use their voice and oftentimes allows them to regress back and stay in that pain that they've been living in their whole life instead of releasing that. So I love that you're having me on today because we can't have enough conversations around mental health and removing the stigma of trauma.
Fantastic. Now, you have learned through overcoming so much. There are five simple ways that you believe help us all improve our mental health, and we can do this in less than 5 minutes. What? Is that true?
Yes, we can. It really is simple steps that help you catapult your mental health and utilize the things that have happened for you, even though sometimes we feel like they happen to you, to add rocket fuel to your life. And so the first thing I talk to people is really interact. COVID put us all in isolation. And so we saw right now 26% of Americans are living with anxiety and depression, but we saw that increase by 50% during COVID because we didn't have personal interactions with people. Psychologically, we're wired to have that face-to-face interaction with folks. And so take time to go literally talk to people in person, not just text, email, and Zoom calls. And so the second thing I talk about is talk about what's bothering you. Look, guys, it's okay not to be okay.
Yeah.
Humans. Oh, go ahead.
No, we are human. It is okay not to be okay. But so often we don't want to talk about our bad days. One, because we've all heard about that person when you go, oh, how you doing today? That one person that actually tells how they're doing today. And then, you know, 15 minutes later, you're still listening to how they're doing today, which is usually not very good. You know, it's one of those things where you don't want to open up a can of worms. But to your point, you also, it's, you want to connect on a real, in a real way. So just saying, oh, I'm great, when you're not great, well, that's unfair to yourself. How do you fix that?
It is. And so there's two sides of that coin. One thing is, a lot of people, you say, oh, I'm great, or they'll say, I'm fine. When somebody says they're fine, they're absolutely not. So it's really, as the person that's struggling with their mental health, talking about and speaking their truth about what's happening, because there's a release that comes with that that's unlike anything else. And then on the receiving end of that, it's having the conversation, letting somebody actually speak their truth in those moments, but then trying to get their mindset to moving forward instead of staying in that comfortable pain that they're in.
Yes, that's very true. Now, when we talk about trauma, you know, we all experience trauma in a certain way, but there's a degree, a spectrum of intensity. I would imagine the type of trauma that you experienced, there were a lot of, you were very tough. There were probably a lot of protective walls for you to be able to just open up and share your truth. Am I guessing right?
There was. Dealing with trauma and healing from trauma is really almost like peeling the layers of an onion back. When I first started speaking my truth and sharing my story, there was no way I would have ever written a book about it. It was like as I peeled back each layer of that onion, it exposed another layer underneath that I still needed to get to that couldn't have been healed if I wouldn't have done that first piece. So it's an entire life journey, but the life journey is genuinely beautiful, and it really helps you step into the life's abundance and happiness that we all deserve, because each one of us have a story to tell.
Oh, we sure do. And we also, so often, we are so surprised and hurt when we learn that people like Robin Williams, Kate Spade, the people that seem to have it all together, take their lives, and we are just left with this feeling of, why didn't we know this? Why couldn't we have helped? Are there signs of mental illness that would help us prepare to help someone before they get to the point of choosing to take their lives?
There's absolutely signs. And you even look at Naomi Judd, who unfortunately just took her life in the last 2 weeks at 77 years old. And recently, the young woman who won Miss America did the same. Really what we need to be looking for is somebody that's dropping back into seclusion or they're starting to isolate themselves. We're seeing mood swings from people. We're seeing a lot more in high-functioning anxiety and high-functioning depression from people with success. We see apathy. People, they just don't really care as much as they used to, friends, work, family. And so we need to be intuitive because it's not always the extreme. Sometimes it's those subtleties. Sometimes it's somebody just saying, I'm fine, every time you talk to them. And you could just almost feel that emotion that they're not. And it's digging a little bit deeper as friends and as a society to say, no, it's okay, I'm here for you. Let's talk about what's bothering you so that you can hopefully be able to move past that or get some help that will help you do it.
Fantastic. All right, we've got about 30 seconds. Tell us about your book, Monsters in My House.
The book is really, it's the trauma, it's the locked in a basement, chained to beds, all the things I went through, but it's not about that. It's about the triumph. It's about teaching people their history does not define their legacy, and where they start in life doesn't have to be where they finish. And so it's to inspire, but more importantly, pour the belief in the people that if somebody like me, a normal guy, can do this and live an extraordinary life, that they absolutely have the potential to do the same.
I love that so much. And where is the best place to go? I see that you've got a website. Is that where we can learn more?
I do. You can go to waltmckinley.com. My book's also available on Amazon. It's also available at Barnes & Noble. And so lots of places where you can go find it. But if you just go to waltmckinley.com, it's like a one-stop shop for everything that I do around mental health and helping people heal from their past trauma.
Well, thank you so much. It has been a real pleasure meeting you. And what you're doing is so important, especially now as we are learning the impact of COVID, the number of young people. It's just very prevalent right now. So it's a great opportunity to share inspiration and also teach how to recognize before someone is lost and for permanent. So thank you, Walt. Come back and see us again sometime.
Thank you. It was a blessing. Appreciate you guys.